course, we all went to Barnesville grade school and high school, and Roger and Lowell delivered papers for several years. I don't know how long.
Bartlesville Examiner and the Grit. When they'd go to collect for the Bartlesville Examiner on Saturdays, they sold their grits. So that made two at one time.
And then they both went to work for the drugstore. When was that?
I don't know exactly what year. They weren't very old.
And they worked at the drugstore for Mr. Quiet all those years.
And after they went to work for the drugstore, then the twins took over the paper routes. And when they'd be gone on scout trips, Janet and I delivered the papers. But this was all walking. The boys had their bicycles, but we walked all over town. One had the west side of town, and one had the east side of town.
And Roger and Lowell and I were all in band. Of course, Lowell was 1 year ahead of me, and Roger was
3 years.
3 years ahead. So I joined band when I was in seventh grade, so that meant all three of us were in band together, and we had lots of fun going to band trips and football games, and Mother and Daddy would take us to different places. I remember going to Enid with us several times, which was the Tri-State Music Festival every year.
And we went to Stillwater to the band festival 1 year.
We
went on the bus with you.
Used to play for Jackie Terrell. I used to be his accompanist, so we'd get to go a day early to the music festival, and we were very busy. Of course, Mother and Daddy were busy in the Eastern Star and the Masons at that time, too, and I joined Rainbow Girls. My, that's a lot of years to try to cover, isn't it? And think about all the things we've done.
Lowell always got the best citizen awards. Janet and him both got scholarships.
I always think of Fred and Myrtle DeWeese, who were dear friends, the directors in our young people's department, and thinking back to Betty Berry, and of course Anita Bryant is her aunt. I always get it confused. Anita is her aunt. We used to...
No, vice versa.
Betty's Anita's aunt. Right. Anita's Luther's mother son. Is... Anita's brother. Mother is...
Sister to Betty.
Is sister to Betty, okay. And I can remember during the war how we'd go down there. Luther was in the Navy, and we used to sing... We used to wear out the piano singing bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue.
Luther's little girl, Patsy... in Sunday school, why, she'd always want to sing bell-bottom trousers.
We sang it to her all the time.
She'd stand up there singing when she was just a year old. I had the nursery for quite a few years, and she was standing up there singing when she was just a year old.
Well, you had Anita in nursery,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Anita. Anita was just 6 months old the first time we saw her.
Uh-huh. So that was fun time. Lowell, I can remember Lowell playing his horn, his clarinet we used to go to Rotary and all kinds of meetings. They'd have noon meetings and they'd have us kids from the high school. We were always going down and doing something like that. When was Lowell real sick? Wasn't that at that place?
Uh-huh. He had the flu.
But he was really, really sick.
He's really sick, and our bathroom was clear from the bedroom, clear through the front room, dining room and kitchen, and off of the kitchen, and he'd say he'd be all right, I'd try to help him, and he'd faint on me, and down we'd go.
Well, let's see, the twins, Richard was it, or was it both of them that tried to blow himself up pounding something in that shell that day?
Oh, Richard, Roger brought back some shells from when he was in the Navy, and Richard had this shotgun shell, and he decided he'd take some of the powder out of it, and so he was tamping it down in this other shell, into that shell that Roger had brought back. And it exploded. And when I opened the door, Richard was passed out on the bed with little flakes of paper and smoke. And by the time I brought him to, I looked up on the wall, and the picture of Roger's ship had a hole in it, and the bullet had gone up through the wall, into the wall.
Oh. It's a wonder it didn't kill him.
Yeah, it would have been him.
We think about Agnes Bennington. I saw her not too terribly long ago, and have written her a time or two lately. I asked her, I said, how did you ever stand all of us kids screaming and hollering and running all over the neighborhood? And she said, well, your mother always knew where you were. We played kick the can, punch the ice box, softball in the middle of the street all summer. We screamed and hollered and had the best time.
And the twins collected snakes, backed snakes, cottonmouth water moccasins, and some of them got loose one.
Moccasins?
Yes, and it was evening, at dusk, and They was really crawling around under Agnes's porch trying to find them all before, and one was in the house, and we never did find it. So it must have got out through a crack or something. But we remodeled that house, you know. It was just
old shell
when we first got there.
Yes. I remember tearing the wallpaper off the walls. It was such a mess, and cleaning that chimney. It was such a mess. And, of course, Daddy's a good carpenter.
When I cleaned that chimney, I fainted. I got so sick. That soot.
Daddy was such a good carpenter, and he just made it into a really nice-looking house.
We tore the whole north end out of the kitchen, and the little dinky bathroom there, and we tore that all out. And the porch, we enclosed the whole porch, made the bathroom at the west end, and made us a real nice kitchen off the east end.
Yes, we had a nice house. Mm-hmm. And I never will forget, of course, the wash house with the shower in it and our ice cream making parties and all. We had the whole neighborhood putting ice down each other's back and churning the old ice cream freezer. I'd hate to even have to guess how many hundreds of freezers of ice cream we made. We were always having parties for rainbows, different things where we'd sell ice cream and we'd take it up, everybody'd bring a freezer full and have ice cream socials in town. And of course, Barnesville being a town of about 2,000 people, everybody knew everybody, and don't forget your little girl. We practically adopted the little Henson, Marion Loyal.
Yeah,
Henson's
Marion
baby.
Marion Loyal's little girl. Glenda, she was 10 days old. Her mother had her up on the street, and then she had her, and I was carrying her around. She weighed 4 pounds. And the next day, her mama had her in Sunday school, and I had her then in the nursery for several years. Anyway, she called me Mama. And one day, Laurel and Mary went home and forgot her, and so we just took her home with us. Also, some other friends that had a little boy, Tommy. They went off and left him one day, so we took Tommy home with us, too.
I can remember your sister, Virginia, coming to see us one time. I guess I remember that because Ronnie had asthma so bad and couldn't eat eggs. He couldn't eat anything.
Couldn't eat milk or anything.
And you just bought me a new doll, and he knocked it in the floor and broke her face. Do you remember that?
No.
My doll, I still have it, and he knocked it off. He was sleeping with it, and she fell on the floor off the bed and broke her face.
I know. She bought you kids all the ice cream cone, and, of course, he couldn't have the ice cream, so she got him just a cone. And he didn't say a word. He's just 3 years old. 3 years old.
Oh, my.
Well, I remember... you taught me to play the piano a few pieces, and you and the Cossie twins and Jackie...
Terrell,
and they'd all play their horns.
Oh, and Howard Sheltwood would come down.
One of the Cossie twins played a trombone.
I don't remember the... Yes.
Jackie played a clarinet,
trumpet.
And Janet had her saxophone. She played in the band.
Roger on his cornet, of course, and Lowell
and on his clarinet.
And then Howard would come down with his saxophone, too, and we'd have a band. But Mother, she was one of those that I would practice and practice to play my pieces, and she'd listen to me, and she could play on my ear. So, and, of course, we can't forget the Nichols. They lived at our house. Shirley was my best friend, and Norman was Roger's best friend and still is. And the twins were friends with Kenneth. Lowell was the only one that didn't have a Nichols his age. And there was either a Nichols at our house or we were their house. We lived back and forth all the time. And Shirley lived way out in the country. What was it, a couple miles? Or,
they lived
I don't
way
know.
Out for a long time.
Well,
for
I don't know. We used to walk out there and we'd have to go across the swinging bridge. And, of course, the skating rink was out there, too, later. And we would walk out to the skating rink, walk on out to Shirley's.
They had a skating rink there in town when we first moved there.
Yeah, so, and what was that song they used to play?
Elaine was the name of the song that we enjoyed so much. Then I remember the twins, when they were always doing something in Boy Scouts, and they'd go out in the woods all the time. And they'd come home, and I'd ask them what they'd had to eat, and they'd say, oh, they caught a rabbit with their hands and had their knife, and they killed it and roasted it over the fire to eat. And another time, we wondered where they'd been for so long, and we found out later when the man claimed his boat that he told Don it was his boat. But they'd found it down the creek with holes all in it and sunk down the water, so they just got it up out of the water and patched it up and had been going way down the creek in it, them and a friend.
I guess the boys used to swim in Bird Creek all the time. I never was
brave enough. Yes, even when it was flood time, they'd get out there.
All four of the boys?
And I worried about them. And Don told me one time that not to worry, that he'd find out. So he was teaching the that group of boys of the twins' age. So he asked them who'd all like to go first to the swimming pool at the Huska. And boy, he had a whole carload in a hurry. And he found out the twins swam like fish. So I didn't have to worry about them no more.
Oh, my. Well, we were thinking, too, this is the first time in Barnsdale. I think you said Jan was in sixth grade.
Uh-huh.
First time we met Janet Knobloch, who, of course, later became Lowell's wife. She was living with her sister Jean and Larry
Gatler. Her dad had been running a 10-cent store, and something happened. He lost the store, and they were out of work for a while until he bought his own place and started running another one. But so she stayed with her sister during this time.
Okay, and then also we met Avonelle, who later became Roger's wife in Barnsdale. She came down to babysit, I guess, for Dwayne and Linda.
Who lived just a block north and a block west and a block north of us.
Okay, and she was over at our house quite a bit. She and I were friends and...
Still little teenagers.
We were probably...
Just barely.
I was going to say, we were very young teenagers, yeah, if we were teenagers. Nell remembers, I think, exactly
12,
what...
13.
So here we met sister-in-laws way back then.